Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand for Stokes Nature Center in beautiful Logan Canyon. A little over a week ago, I saw my first kokanee salmon run up Little Bear River, just east of Porcupine Reservoir. This year, researchers counted over 10,000 fish within a mile of the reservoir. That's a record number. My friends and I marveled at these wriggling flashes of color as they struggled upstream. It inspired me to spend the rest of the week reading about salmon. Here's what I learned. First of all, it surprised me that salmon and trout are so close genetically. Along with whitefish and grayling, they form the family Salmonidae. But salmon and trout are the most similar. The main difference between them is that salmon generally migrate from their freshwater birthplace to the sea to get more and better food. And then they return to spawn in freshwater rivers and streams where there are fewer predators. And generally, although it's not always true, salmon spawn once and die, while trout go through a number of spawning cycles. The Pacific sockeye salmon resembles a silvery rainbow trout during most of its life. But when it spawns, the male especially undergoes a miraculous transformation. His head turns green, his body turns a bright red, and his back grows a bump, and his jaw begins to hook until he's got a pronounced overbite. There's a lot of jostling over females during breeding, and the humpback and hooked jaw helps him intimidate other male fish so he can fertilize more female eggs. And the red color is considered highly attractive to the opposite sex. The kokanee is an evolutionary branch of the sockeye. Both of them spawn in freshwater streams and then move to a nursery lake to grow for a while. Then the sockeye salmon migrates to the ocean, while the kokanee remain in the lake. After a few years, they both return to the freshwater streams to spawn and die. The funny thing is that if you take a sockeye and keep him in a lake, he doesn't turn red when it's time to spawn. That's because red color derives from carotenoid pigments in the salmon's diet, and these pigments are much more prevalent in ocean food. So then why does the kokanee turn the same red as the sockeye? It's because the sexual preference for red was so strong that the kokanee actually evolved the ability to process carotenoid pigments with three times the efficiency of sockeyes. Because it flexibly defines a lake as its ocean, the kokanee has become a popular fish for introduction into western lakes and reservoirs. In 1922, the kokanee was first introduced for sport fishing into Utah's Bear Lake. Nowadays, you can see them spawn in the Little Bear River out of Porcupine Reservoir, Sheep Creek near Flaming Gorge Reservoir, and tributary streams of Strawberry Reservoir. If you hurry, you can still catch the last of the spawning kokanees. Their bright red bodies, an aquatic response to the flaming Utah maple on the surrounding hillsides. For Wild About Utah and Stokes Nature Center, I'm Holly Strand. Thanks to Charles Hawkins, Phaedra Booty, and Brett Roper for their comments on this piece.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.